Hello, Tone.
Kenny.
So, Major League Baseball and the Guardians, Texas Rangers, Brewers, and Twins are all going to have... All right, here we go. Major League Baseball is going to produce and distribute local games for the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins in 2025. The Texas Rangers are leaving Diamond. So this happened yesterday afternoon. The Rangers are no longer partnering with Diamond, which is Bally, and they are considering a local media option for 2025. However, the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins are going to have Major League Baseball produce and distribute local games for the 2025 season. So even though we're in the 2024 season and we have Game 3 of the ALDS later on today, there is some news in the 2025 season about what's to come and how you can see your Guardians during the 20... the defending American League Central champion Guardians in 2025, Tone.
It's exciting times, more accessible. Yet we don't know the specifics yet because it just means that Bally's is not going to be part of the equation for this season, right? But we're still wondering, will local affiliates pick it up? Will it be on a streamer like Amazon and they'll have a partner or something like that locally? So we just don't know exactly how it's going to be broadcast. We just know it's not going to be the old model that we've been used to dating way back, whether it was... Bally's, Fox Sports. Back in the day, it was Sports Channel.
Like, gosh, all those they had Major League Baseball. If Major League Baseball's, if you want to have some fun, I mean, you got 162 whacks at it. Do old style. Do it like a WUAB night. Bring back Drennan. Bring back some of the guys. Like, just have a night of it.
What about Galletti?
Well, hold on. You bring back Galletti.
Les Levine.
You can't bring back Les.
Rest in peace. He'd have been perfect for it.
Pre and post game, Les would have been excellent. What about Sports Channel? You want to bring in Jack Corrigan for a game?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Do it reminds me of my youth. Version
with throwback.
With the old Sports Channel graphics and things like that. Like,
with the Rockies, right?
Oh, yeah. He took off and... he's been Rocky Mountain High ever since, man. That's the way it is. You have fun with it. There is a little bit of a problem that you notice, though, to it, is that we're going to have less money to pay players.
that's the rub.
Which is not necessarily great. Now, there is a way to make up for it a little bit, which I have an idea for later, which I don't think a lot of people are going to like, but still, Major League Baseball is going to produce it. Hopefully, it keeps everybody who you know and like there. And we can continue to have fun. I would hope that we just keep on rolling into 2025 with the people as they are. And I don't know what channel. Is there a sub channel it would be on for Major League Baseball? How would you go about this? Well, because I'm a cable guy. I'm still a cable guy.
Me too. So we've always gotten the games, but we have heard from so many fans that it's unfortunately a relic of the past because cable subs have gone by the wayside, and a lot of people, they didn't really fill that gap. But that's why all the teams need some sort of local programming. They need these games to be distributed locally for free, right? That was the hope, so they could have eyeballs. The problem is, free means they're not getting the $50 million a year, you know, that they were getting from Bally's by distributing it that way.
So the question would be, do you want the Guardians to be more accessible, or do you want the money? Would you be willing to take the Guardians in a blackout for half the year, or would you rather them have the money?
Yeah, it comes at a cost, because I saw everybody celebrating it yesterday for good reason, even though we still don't know the actual outcome. We don't know how we're going to be able to access the games.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be better for everybody, and Major League Baseball recognizes that too. But it comes at a major cost. Because the difference between the haves and the have-nots, from the Guardians to the Yankees to the Dodgers to the Angels, who have their massive deals, and they're going to have to tinker with their deals too. They're still going to be questioned in the air about what kind of deals those teams get as well. But the just the gaping hole, the chasm between us and them, just is magnified in a situation like this.
Did Major League Baseball already take over some properties?
Yes.
Okay, did they do it for 2024?
Padres, Rockies, yes. We talked about the Rockies before the season
the
started.
The $99 plan.
Yes.
Okay, more of that coming up. But, because this is what jogs my memory. Thank you very much, Owen. Remember, like, was it last week you said we should give a round of applause to Rob Manfred because viewership's up? Well, this says now the Guardians will expand. They can now reach up to approximately 4.86 million households. That is an increase of 235%. The Minnesota viewing capacity expands to approximately 4.4 million. Boy, we have a huge metro here. We don't even realize it. Minnesota's expands to approximately 4.4 million homes, an increase of 307%. So that has to be involved in the viewership, isn't it? Like when you saw the ratings last week, doesn't that have to be involved? Like if there's more people that can watch, clearly they're going to watch. They're all sports fans.
And especially here.
Yes.
I mean, we know one thing.
So our viewership is going to have to go through the roof, it would look like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was looking at the TV deals, like the Guardians estimated rights fees in 2022 actually got up to $55 million. This is incredible. The Dodgers, $196 million. So that was the edge. And now this is going to go down from $55 million to, some people are speculating, might be lucky to get 15. I mean, this is a massive cut for all these teams in these types of markets.
There's one way to make up for it. You ain't going to make up for all of it. You ain't going to make up that. $40 million, that ain't going to happen. But you willing to pay the $99 flat fee a year to watch the Guardians? Us in the room have to.
The assumed price, yes. I'm just going by
what the Rockies did last year. So $99 flat fee. What? Or was it $199 to watch everything? It was $199 to watch everything. Right. It was $99 just to watch the Rockies.
Does the Cavs have one more year this year? It looks like this is going to be it, most likely for Bally's with the Cavs season.
If you pay attention to any of these things, maybe you do, maybe you don't, they are definitely positioning themselves to have a in-house type of brand being taken care of. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes there, but which is good. You always want accessibility to your basketball team as well, for crying out loud.
Well, because think about it.
That's not a criticism whatsoever.
We came at the time right before us, Kenny. Yeah, I'm 43. Before, like maybe 5 years earlier, it was really hard to get the games. Like not every game was available. And then so for my whole lifetime, almost all the games have been available.
Oh, yeah. If there's a high school kid, their dad's going to tell them right now on their way into school, and their mom's like, yeah, we had 72 games on television. Mm-hmm. That was it.
And now think about the last, what is it, 3 or 4 years, five years our listeners have told us games just aren't on. They're not on in the background. We're not paying. We cut cable. We're not doing the standalone streaming or whatever it was with the Bally's to go.
Are the Guardians,
people just refuse to do that.
Are the Guardians a popular enough product to get the $99 a year?
That's a good question.
Out of the general fan.
Because you and I would do it, obviously.
Yeah, that's without question.
But I can't speak for everybody else. I can't speak for Mitch, your specific situation. You're a huge diehard baseball fan. You go to a lot of games. You can get a press credential and just go for free, obviously. But would you pay $100 at this stage of your life and your career?
I would have to be. It would have to be worth me watching the 162 games, and I didn't watch as many as.
That sounds like a no. I mean, honestly, your hesitation. It sounds like you probably wouldn't.
I would. I just don't know if I'm going to get my full money's worth.
Would your friends?
I can't say for sure.
Wait, are you talking about the $199 for him?
Oh, you're saying it's $199. I was saying $99.
That's for full MLB.
Yeah, full MLB's. It was $199 for the Rockies. This would be. I'm just imagining it would be $99 for the Gardos.
Yeah, I think they're getting rid of the blackout situation.
That's the easiest. We'll just call
no
it
more blackouts.
Bucks.
Yeah, $100. Sorry, yeah, $100.
The easiest way to do the math right now.
Would you do $100?
I do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the. I'm not going to do the $199.
Is
I don't
that
watch
because
other teams.
Of your job, though, Mitch?
That's why I asked if his friends would do it.
No, I watch baseball more than most of my friends do, I would say.
I mean, I feel like the same way. When you go on the grand scheme of 162 games for $100, that's less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, think about it this way, though. Back when cable was at its peak, you were paying $150. Maybe some people were paying $200, $250. You were getting not only all of your baseball games, you were getting the national stuff. You were getting the Cubs. You were getting the Braves.
That's back when you cared about the national stuff.
Sure, sure.
I don't think people care as much about the other games.
But you were getting all the NBA. You were getting the Cavs. You were getting all your news channels. It was an unbelievable model that encompassed everything. Now, for $100 or in the neighborhood of $100 to $200, you're only getting the Guardians. That is a much worse sell. If you really think about it, that is a much worse deal than what we used to get.
Yeah, but that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested. Like,
but
I watch
me
other
and you
NBA.
And we're talking to the what I want to know is this going to hurt? It would with something like this. That's why you need local over the air access. Just paying per play like this. I don't know that people are going to do that. That's just such an extra cost for the casuals. I think the casual fans will just be like, hey, you know, we'll go to however many games in a year, maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe 10. And then when the playoffs start, we'll watch it that way.
See, this is such a, because I know you just kind of highlighted it, but it always felt like it was free because it was baked into the cost.
Yes.
So if I had cable and I was paying $175 a month or whatever it was, or say what it was, I think my dad was paying like $59 a month back in the day when I was a kid. If you're paying $59 a month or whatever, well, okay, well, then $1.28 was going to the Guardians or Indians at that time every single year or month, and you didn't realize it because it was all baked into the cost. Now this is basically a la carte for what you want.
15 was going to his favorite station, Fox News. Absolutely.
My father?
Reckless speculation.
Or was it the mom?
Pick one. The mamas or the papas?
Anyway, we're moving on there, buddy. So, you know, my dad's never called in. You might have just got him to. It felt like it was free. It wasn't free. It's never been free. The baseball has never, sports have never been free. Except for over network television, NFL, and those were ads. But the baseball and basketball, hockey, it's never been free. We just assumed it was, with the exception of when it was on network times, and that was a truncated time. Once we got to 162 games, and it's been on cable access, or cable television, it's never been that way. So now I'm basically telling you, and this is a scary practice for the sports, is that people will decide, based on your own success, whether or not that they're going to, quote-unquote, invest in you with their time and certainly their money.
Year-by-year basis.
I had a guy.
Maybe month-by-month.
I had a guy post on my Facebook overnight. This is overnight. A Facebook friend of mine posted that he was getting rid of his NFL Plus over this. And I went, I was thinking, and the reason he wrote, I mean, if you want to be honest, the reason he wrote was because of, he wrote the quarterback's name.
Yeah.
And the reason why, what's making him cancel the NFL Plus. And I thought, well, there's plenty of other games I'd want to watch, which is a, you know, totally different thing. I'm watching Giants Seahawks right now because I'm a sicko, but, you know, that's what it is. There's plenty of other options. So, like, the NFL as itself, I still like the product, and I'm willing to pay the $99 a year for the product. I'm surprised they haven't charged me more recently here. I'm willing to do that. Basketball on its own, I mean, if you made me pay for all the other games, I think different. Like, that's why, like, I don't mind a Friday or Saturday night NBA game on ESPN in the background or Thursday night whatever in the background, even if it's not the Cavs.
And they're going to be on almost 7 nights a week now with their new cable deal.
Yes, they are. Well, there's going to be there's a primetime game almost every night now. Yeah, so it's something in the background. I think that's going to be better because I can just have it on while I'm doing other things, and I can follow along with the basketball game until the final 2 minutes, and then I'm there. So that'll make it easier. But with the baseball, $99 a year for the Guardians, it will make people decide if you are good, they will pay. If you are not, they're gonna that is their way to take away from it. That is their way to send a message. And then, of course, the vicious cycle is they say, well, we can't afford so-and-so because you won't pay so-and-so. And
we've heard that before.
That is never going to do it. We've been, oh boy, have we beat that horse. There is nothing left on that carcass on that one. So $99 a year. I'm just guessing. That is a guess. They have not said anything like that. I would pay it. I think a lot of people would. This group, I think a lot of people would.
Well,
if you could add 12 bucks a month or whatever it is to your installment or what, you know, it would be under, then maybe that would make it a little bit better. Would you pay the $8.99 or something a month for Gardo's baseball over the course of a year?
Yeah, I mean, that seems very reasonable. I mean, that's what a drink costs on a night out of the town.
There you go.
At this point.
Just asking.
So, but the hope is that it's just over the air. You could, you know, have your antenna, right? Have the games just available on the affiliates. That would be the hope going forward. It's just, boy, would the Guardians take a bath on that. That is a lot less money for them locally, and that drives so much of what they do, whether it's free agency, whether it's in team building. It just is so, but man, everybody just had it better in the old cable model. I know people were celebrating the a la carte streaming, and I finally get to watch what I want to watch. Just seems like it's adding up to not a better deal for
you
us.
You see that? Even that's bundling. Even that's starting to go the way of the cable. I'm like, guys, this is eventually just going to be cable again. Like
only Disney, more expensive.
Disney Plus, I got four things there. Well, before it was all a la carte, now it's on one thing. It's all going to be the same thing.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we'll get to what could be an interesting dilemma for Stephen Vogt for not Game 3 today, but Game 4 tomorrow in Detroit. But first, hey, it was nice to have some round ball yesterday, Kenny. The old hoops is back. A lot of dribbling, a lot of passing, a lot of shooting. They were back. Good times over at the Q.
What a way to talk, yeah.
116-112, however, the good guys fell to the Chicago Bulls. Did you think they took advantage of the brand new coaching of Kenny Atkinson?
I don't care about any of that. There is one person I care about who was on that floor last night. Ladies and gentlemen, the sheer dominance early of a one Evan Mobley. Are we ready to take the leap? Tone, you ask me questions, I turn it right back around on you. Is this the leap year for Evan freaking Mobley?
Hell yeah. It's a year late.
That does not sound like you believe that.
Oh, I do believe it.
Really?
I told you. I told you. I think he's going to be a monster this year.
19 points in 19 minutes. The place went crazy like it was Northfield Park.
Yeah, he was incredible yesterday. And it's preseason. It's the Bulls. There's no defense.
Does he look bigger?
I don't know about bigger.
I think it looks a little thicker.
Filling out?
And some people said, oh, I don't look any bigger. I go, you guys, you weren't watching the games that closely last year.
Yeah, this is where you separate when you can start to look into what kind of career somebody is going to have in their trajectory. You know, you get into a season like this for Evan, who's been a fantastic NBA player. It's been 3 years. But by year four, especially considering how many young guys come in after, you should look more physically imposing. You should look like you have a savvy and a basketball IQ. You've just been through a war of a playoff series last year.
I'm glad you brought that up. Like when we talk about guys coming out, like he's 19 years old when he comes out, so he's a pup. Like you got to get a grown man body, man. Like you're not like Ryan Williams of Alabama. Like you watch it, like Jeremiah Smith looks like a freak.
He does.
He ain't got David Boston arms, but he's got some arms on him. Like Ryan Williams is still a little like small.
17, yeah.
Yeah, like, with Jeremiah Smith's only 18, but it's like, you got to put some meat on you before you get up there with the big boy league.
Noticed,
how many more years are they going to play college football? Why do they need to?
Yeah, you noticed. That's what I mean by that. Yesterday, instantly, they were trying to push the pace. Evan Mobley was ripping the ball out of the rim, out of the net, and taking off the other way. I've always thought he had decent playmaking chops, like he could pass the ball. That always impressed me. Yesterday, Kenny Atkinson talked about the playmaking from Evan Mobley.
Like I said, I think the best teams in this league have multiple ball handlers, including a big that can play make. So he's a playmaker to me. So he can, there'll be nights where he's, if he leads us in shot attempts, a couple nights wouldn't surprise me.
Now, the good and the bad of bringing back the exact same team, basically, from a season ago that really was not realistically considered, especially after the injuries, a true championship contender. The bad of it is obviously, well, how are you going to get past those other teams in the East? And that's something we'll find out. We'll see who's healthy by the end of the year. Maybe the path looks a little differently. They're going to win a ton of games, and that's going to be a lot of fun. The good news is that they, I think, are truly going to hit the ground running, even with a new coach. Even if they try to play a little bit different style, they are going to be able to instantly go out there, know each other. Even if Evan Mobley is propped up, and his role is going to be more substantial.
Do I give away what I can sell, or do I hold it in and sell it later? A take that I've been sitting on. It's not really a spicy one. I'm just going to say it. That's why the regular season matters. People say the regular season matter. Doesn't matter. You're not seeing the forest for the trees. You're playing 2D chess, not playing 3D chess. You got to see how these guys fit together. And also, remember, you are not out of the woods when it comes to any sort of a trade with the core four. You are not. I don't mean to sound hopeful, but you are not out of the woods for a trade for the core four with one of these pieces or even two of these pieces. So you got to see how these pieces fit together and see what you can do with these guys. And one of these guys is Evan Mobley, because they are not going to get to where they need to get to if he cannot take the next step. And these guys got to hit the ground running, just like you said. Facilitation, being able to move the ball up and down the floor the way they want to. I think with pace, I think that that's going to have something to do with it. And then how do we manage I hate to put carts before horses here with you. I'm sorry. How do we manage Donovan Mitchell's minutes? Like, what was the true story last year? Did he want to keep playing, or was he being played too much? Which one was the truth there? Because we heard conflicting stories by the time the season ended. It got very dramatic. Which one do we want to do here? I think now we'll be closer to the truth to see what we want to do, and I'm willing to accept that with certain cases.
All right, meanwhile, good basketball talk there, Kenny.
I've been waiting for it, man. I've been dying.
Well, we haven't talked about him a lot lately. I know the afternoon show was talking about whether the regular season matters at all. And obviously, like, as far as goals go and everything, that can only be achieved in the playoffs. But the Cavs are going to hit the ground running. They're going to be good instantly.
Got to have basketball goals.
I think so. No problem with that. How about some baseball today? Playoff baseball. Game three in Detroit. You know, it's funny. You go from winning that first game, feeling really good about things, to going, do they have to win both these games in Detroit? Do they absolutely have to win both these games? That place is going to be crazy today. Those fans are very excited about the return to playoff baseball today. So it is going to be a very, very fun atmosphere. Obviously, Alex Cobb is going to be going for the Guardians. Here is Detroit manager A.J. Hinch on facing Cobb.
I know how competitive he is. I've seen him from the other side. He's going to be able to move the ball around. He's not going to throw the same pitch twice. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He gets the ball on the ground. So we're going to need to try to do, you know, the opposite of that. We got to get him in the air, and we got to capitalize on any mistake that we get or opportunities that we get.
What a huge, huge game. I know they all are. It's a best of five. So weird. We've played so few games in the last 3 weeks that have mattered, really 4 weeks. So you just don't know what team you're going to see. I love the fact that you saw the defense that you saw the last game. Those are the types of little things that I think this team does so well, and it's why, you know, you are on paper the better team.
It's at least, you know, quelled the fears of the layoff, of the week off, right? Like, there was the whole, they're going to come out flat and slow and cold. And
who's the, by the way, who's the umpire? Who's the home plate umpire for today? It's not Ramon De Los Santos, is it? We did not make nearly, I would imagine, in the rotation. But his strike zone was terrible.
It was all over
Monday.
The place.
It was all over the place. Someone said they thought he called a good game. I said, no. And then in the seventh inning, I mean, good God almighty, what was he looking at? Terrible. And you know me, I'm pro-human umpire. That was bad.
It was all over the place. And it was one of those things even throughout the entire game. And you know what? It was so bad in a way that I don't think it favored either team. I have no idea.
I agree with you.
I mean, even Class A got two consecutive strikes that were both out of the strike zone. And I'm like, that one was high, one was low. I'm like, how is anybody going to hit Class A if he's getting these calls?
It seemed on righties, anything 3 inches off the inside corner was going to be called a strike. I thought that was real. And you could see some of their reactions with both sides. They thought it was ridiculous. I agree.
All right, while we're sitting here talking about Game 3, we still have to look forward to either way, regardless of what happens today. And vote was asked, who is going to toe the rubber there for Game 4?
We don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. You know we have Tanner available. We've got a lot of things at our disposal, but we have not put our heads together yet on Game 4. We're concerned with tomorrow, and then we'll reconvene. I should have an answer for you guys tomorrow.
Would a bullpen game be an option in that situation, or is that something that...
We haven't even begun to talk about that scenario yet. So, again, the cadence we've had all year is win today, worry about tomorrow. So, like I said, we should have an answer for you tomorrow.
Oh, Owen's shaking his head.
Not true. You have thought about it.
He's never thought about it. No.
Don't
he hasn't.
Sit there and say we haven't.
I take
even
him at his word.
They haven't even begun to think about it yet. You're lying.
Well, let's think about it for a second.
It's fine that you're lying.
If they lose today, then it's Tanner Bibee in Game 4. If they win today, is it Tanner Bibee in Game 4?
I'll go.
Anthony? Oh, Owen, please.
Well, I see what you're saying there, because now if
Buster
if
Owen,
you win, if you win, right? And you know Scooble's sitting there in Game 5. Why not go head-to-head, right?
Or just let's put this thing away with Tanner Bibee in Game 4.
But did they need Tanner Bibee in Game 1? They jumped out to a 5-run lead. They should have pulled him and used him in Game 2.
Yeah, what, it would be Bibee on 4 days rest tomorrow if he goes tomorrow? Because he pitched on
Saturday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, this would be the fifth day. Sunday,
on the fifth
Monday,
day he started.
Tuesday,
that was,
Wednesday.
I read that before.
Thursday. So it would be the fifth day. So, yeah, he'd be fine.
He'd be pitching on the fifth day.
Every five days. They pitch every 5 days.
Yeah.
Not 6 days.
They will have had 4 days rest.
Yes. He will have had.
No, so it would line up.
He would be
tomorrow's on, not the rest day. It's a pitch day.
But you don't rest 5 days. You pitch on the fifth.
They pitch every 5 days.
Yeah.
So they have four days off,
rest.
Then they pitch. Except in times where they have a day off, then they have an extra day.
Then it's,
And then you have more days off.
What would you do?
I think I'd go Bybee.
Okay. Bring that back later.
Sure.
216-474-0092.
Make a case. Somebody make a case that it should be something other than that.
What we have to realize is, you know, we've lost to a lot of NFC opponents, and you don't want to lose any games, but there's a large portion of our schedule that is ahead. We're going to play the AFC. We're playing our division, and we're playing AFC opponents. So, you know that Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Which I had to tell Rodney after that. It's like, but yeah, we actually ran a guy off the phone for saying the exact same thing earlier in the show, which we had to, because you got to give me a reason why it is going to turn around, other than there's time. Like, we've done this before. We did this back in 2021. Oh, there's time. There's time. There's plenty of time. Is there? There's not. There's no time. There is no time. The Jets just showed you yesterday. There is no time to turn these things around. We'll get to the Guardians again coming up at 7 o'clock. Also, two-second trivia coming up at 7:45. Your chance to win a four-pack of family four-pack of combo meals to Mr. Hero. That's coming up at 7:45. Must you win two-second trivia, though, first before that, so you can eat the combo meals. There is no time for this. And I know that, I hope Rodney, like, I hope he didn't mean what he was saying. You don't have time. The only way to eat a whale is one bite at a time, so you got to go out and you got to try to win this week, even though I don't think you're going to do it. And then you'd be 1-5, and then there's really no time at all. But I think the Jets just kind of scare me, because it seems to be we are in, as much as I hate it, we are almost in the same category as them. Now, I would like to say that Aaron Rodgers has more power over his franchise than what Deshaun Watson does. I don't know if that'd be a true statement. I wouldn't. Both teams have made very strong moves to go get what they were hoping is going to be a franchise quarterback. Did you watch that game on Sunday morning against the Vikings? Because over the last couple of weeks, teams have been bringing heat at Aaron Rodgers, and he's starting to show his age a little bit on that heat. And teams have been bringing heat at Deshaun Watson, and he's starting to show that he might not be able to handle it. And we almost are going down the same path. And team fires their coach like they did yesterday in Robert Saleh, it does send my antennas up going, well, is he on notice because of that? Our guy on notice because of this?
The first thing I would say for Rodney, who was in with us yesterday, and we heard him, we saw his body language, like he's a veteran, so he also knows there can be urgency in a season because it can fall apart. I hope they're not just simply waiting for Nick Chubb. I hope they're not just sitting here going, Nick Chubb is going to come and solve issues. Maybe they're waiting on Deshaun to knock the rust off. All right, it's been a month. I mean, it's been over a month.
I think this is who he is.
And the film was not, as much as I gave him some excuses for what happened last week, the film was not.
The Greg Cosell's Baldinger was...
He's missing the layups. And like even the worst offenses in the league, I don't care if it's Nathaniel Hackett, I don't care who it is, they all have layups built in. He's missing the layups. He's not reading the layups. Like even before the offensive line breaks down, he's got stuff available to him that he's choosing not to go to. And you don't think Kevin Stefanski sees the difficulty the offensive line is having? They have built-in layups in the offense. And I think that's got to be frustrating for the coaching staff to see that the quarterback is not taking those.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that said, Stefanski has been an F this year. He's been an F. I mean, if you were to grade Kevin Stefanski, you would give him an F.
You think that he could be doing more with Deshaun Watson?
I don't know if it's that. I just think it's altogether having team believe. I'm talking about not just X's and O's.
If you think one guy could be doing more with Deshaun Watson, well, the other guy has $172 million in dead cap space if you let him go. So guess which one might need replacing then? So if you're giving him an F, why are you giving him an F? If you're giving him an F, I assume
I
you think
it's looked. I think it is fair. I think it's fairly obvious that this has looked like a very poor coach football team. So coach gets an F. What happened on fourth down?
Yeah. I agree with you there.
I'm not just saying there. I'm just saying they can't line up. Uh-huh. Defense is now not lining up. The defense has been picked apart. Not all their fault. The offense has not put them in great positions. But I need the defense to put the offense in better positions. They haven't done that. I just think it's, man, if I were grading a lot of components of this team, it's a lot of F's.
So that's
right
interesting.
Now.
So because a lot of us are picking sides. Like, oh, Stefanski ain't that bad. Watson's garbage. Or there have been plenty of people going, get this guy who is mild-mannered with the hat out of here. I don't care how many awards he's won. He's ruining the quarterback. You're putting culpability on both.
That's the thing. I don't think Stefanski's ruined Watson at all. I just don't think he's coached well. I don't think it's... I think it's hard when your quarterback stinks and your quarterback has stunk for almost the entire season. But I also just look at the things that are happening, like the nonsense list, things like that. I don't know.
Stefanski, we're going to do that again soon. You got anything else to add to that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Stefanski, just for this team right now, I mean, they might need that fiery guy. That's not really him. That's not his DNA. He normally has his leaders on the team do that stuff. But when your quarterback is not a leader, and he quite fairly, it's right now fairly obvious that the guy, you have other teams, we'll play that audio, we have other teams and their players questioning how much confidence he has.
Sure as hell will.
A quarterback that doesn't have confidence just simply can't lead. Like, no one's going to buy that stuff. More people buy into the backup quarterback and his leadership skills right now.
But they made him a captain and gave him a game ball.
That's right.
Should Kevin Stefanski be on notice after Robert Saleh was fired by the Jets? 216-474-0092.
What would you give Stefanski?
Wouldn't be an A, sure as hell. I think it would probably be a D. I'm a little bit nicer about it than you are, I think. But there's just so many things that have been a failure. Because I give him a D because I go, what can you do with this guy? What can you do? I did not hear any of the things that you heard. We do talk to different people, as much as people think that we are in lockstep on the people we talk to. You and I talk to very different people. When you are telling me that it might not have been his decision, or that it wasn't his decision to let go Alex Van Pelt, that to me sounds like a forced arranged marriage between him and Ken Dorsey. Okay, well, if you're sided with a person that you don't really want to work with, or you don't think is going to work out well, then how much credit do I give you for something that goes poorly? I can't say it's an overall F, but you're still the head coach, so you answer for illegal motion, illegal shift. You answer for these things that really should be taken care of before the season starts. And you, because you're the head coach, you still must answer for the quarterback. But because that quarterback has been inept, with the exception of one football game and one and a half games, basically, and maybe I'm being nice about it, how much can I really put on you? Still, it's not a mark that's passing.